2 years ago this week, at the first Women's March on the National Mall, amid a sea of pink pussy hats, a song suddenly went from speaking for one to speaking for many. Quiet by the artist Milk, that's M-I-L-C-K. It's being sung here by the Canadian group Choir, Choir, Choir. The tune became a rallying cry for women around the world who were tired of keeping quiet about sexual harassment and abuse. For our series American Anthem, NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports on how quiet became a global phenomenon.
Connie Lim, who goes by Milk, co-wrote Quiet in 2015 to help her cope with being sexually assaulted and abused when she was a teenager. It's a song about speaking out no matter what people might think.
They may see that monster, they may run away, but I have to do this. I can't keep quiet.
Milk says she always viewed Quiet as her personal therapy song. Then the 2016 presidential election happened.
You know, the rhetoric that was used to describe women really enraged me and just kind of brought me back to those feelings of when I was younger and I was told I need to sit properly and I need to speak less and smile more and lose weight and just be this perfect little girl.
She says she channeled her rage with an idea: teach Quiet to other singers and perform it at the Women's March the day after President Trump's inauguration. Milk lives in Los Angeles, so about a month before the march, she recruited a cappella singers in D.C. to perform it with her. After lots of emailing and Skyping to learn the song and some in-person rehearsing, she and 26 other women put on their winter coats and pink hats and headed to the march.
We had no idea how crowded it was going to be.
On January 21st, 2017, an estimated 470,000 people flooded the National Mall and the areas around it.
You look great! I wish you could see yourselves. It's like an ocean.
Dozens of artists and activists were there, including Gloria Steinem, who told the crowd people were marching in streets all over the world.
In every state in this country and on six continents.
Milk, an unknown artist, and her group of singers from D.C. were not on the main stage. They squeezed their way through the crowd, finding different spots to sing for anyone who would listen. And they did. A filmmaker captured their last performance of the day on her iPhone.
'Cause no one knows me, no one ever will. If I don't say something, take that dry blue pill.
Tessa O'Rourke is a soprano with the George Washington University Sirens, one of the groups Milk recruited. She said she's never experienced anything like it.
And every time we sing and we saw people watching and there would be people like looking right at us crying, and then we would look at each other and start crying, and it was all just so emotionally charged.
This was one of those moments that I think everybody that was around just felt something very extraordinary is happening.
Filmmaker Alma Hillel was trying to make her way through the crowd when she stumbled upon the singers. That night, she shared her video on social media. Within 2 days, it had some 8 million views. Commenters wrote that the song gave them the chills and called it an anthem for the Women's March. Now, remember, the Women's March of 2017 was several months before the Me Too movement hit the mainstream. Hillel says Milk's song was exactly what was needed at the time.
Milk really gave a voice to a lot of women with that song, and that's why it became so viral.
So viral, so quickly, around the world. The singers were invited to perform on the show Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. Milk was inundated with requests for the sheet music, which she posted online. Soon, people were recording their own versions of Quiet. The Austinettes from Austin made Quiet sound almost sacred.
Say something if I just lie still.
There were flash mob performances, including one in Sweden that attracted hundreds to the Stockholm train station.
I can't keep quiet. No, no, no.
And a group of women in Ghana, standing in a circle facing each other, sing quiet like it's the release they've been waiting for. In Ghana, activist Love Nayaba says it was a thrill to find a song with the words, "I can't keep quiet," especially for women like her who live in northern Ghana. Via Skype, Nayaba says women there do not have the same political or economic opportunities as men do.
For the most part, we are told to keep quiet and make it work.
She and her fellow activists even translated quiet into the local language Dagbani. As for Milk, she still can't quite believe the life the song has had since she performed it that day at the Women's March 2 years ago. She believes it shows what can happen when people sing together.
They can feel completely immersed as a collective, but they also can feel like an individual at the same time. And there's space for this cathartic release.
Without any promotion or marketing, Milk's quiet filled an enormous space full of people who wanted to be heard. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.